This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to RadioLawTalk.com. My name is Frederick Penny, the host. Don't forget, this is the most exciting, fun, and entertaining, and probably you might learn something radio station on the earth, other than, of course, what do I say, Todd and Denise, other than on the earth, what's the better radio stations?
Alien shows, alien programs.
Yeah, the alien shows are by far better than us, because I love to listen late at night to those alien shows. So, anyway, there's actually... we may be bring in an alien person sometime.
Okay.
I've got one set up for a phone interview, but we're having trouble making the connection. I can't...
you can't understand.
Yeah, just some language barrier.
Yeah, some slight language barrier. Today, what is the date today? I don't even look at the date. What is the date? Does anybody know what the
today
date
is? Today is the 20th. It will be all day.
20th of October 2018. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got exciting news. We're going to have a case or no case. Ran into someone today, the other day, that said, hey, I listen to your show, Radio Law Talk, and case or no case. That's the first thing they said. I was like, oh, cool. Cal's popular. They love case or no case.
Sad people.
Yes. They have nothing going on in life. Hey, and you know what's interesting? And I was going to talk to Cal before to see if Cal wanted me to bring this up, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. You know what? We did have you always don't talk about your faults or never let them know you're sweating. But last week we did have some technical difficulties. And it wasn't us, was it, Cal?
Nope.
Somehow it was a satellite system or one of the transmitters that was replaying our show the first hour over and over. So hour one, two, and three was the first hour the whole time.
You know what this means?
What does that mean?
This means that
somebody got more points on case or no case.
Well, no. No, think about this. Think about this. What this means is, because it was a satellite issue, and where are satellites?
In the sky.
Space aliens, yes.
And the aliens felt threatened by our show, and they came in to try to take out our satellite feed.
It was the aliens.
Well, that explains things, because I was listening on K-Hi, and I heard the same show twice, and by the third hour, they said, we're doing music.
And they put the music on.
They put the music on.
You know what happened? So here's why I'm bringing this up. What's interesting is the calls were flooding in. We had the stations called me.
Yeah. Emails.
People upset.
Emails.
Yeah. Why is that important to say that? That means they like our show.
No, it's true.
As one of the producers of one of the radio stations called, said, hey, all I got to say is that's clear proof that you guys are listened to and they love you, because people were calling upset. They didn't want to listen to the first. They wanted to hear the second.
Do we have our own copy of it that we can get that fixed?
Yeah, we'll go up on our podcast.
Because
so
we missed one that I hosted for the only time ever, and it never got put on our podcast.
Denise, we did that on purpose.
Yeah, I hate to tell you.
Oh. You would never do that to me.
Oh,
brother.
Why didn't you put my coffee? Oh, well, I got to show you her. We had a sad face.
I was working so hard that day. You remember that, right? Like trying to fill the shoes of Fred?
Yes, I do.
Did a good job. Anyway.
I sat for about 30 seconds when it was starting, and I'm like sitting there, and they're looking at me like,
we're starting, man.
By the way, I just got a thumbs up from our satellite vendor who takes the signal from us to Dallas, Dallas to Minnesota, Minnesota to New York, New York to New Jersey, New Jersey to space, space down to the radio stations.
It is working.
And we're all good. Yeah.
It is working.
Okay.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yay.
We are all over the country. Those of you who are first tuning in, ready for this? Welcome, KYHI 540 AM Talk, Utah. We are now officially in Utah. It's going to cover from Delta, Utah.
To Delta, Utah.
Delta, Utah, and four other people.
Right,
but
exactly.
No, it covers
by well over 10 people in the Wasatch Valley.
All jackrabbits in Delta are...
And we have a really good topic about Utah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Utah.
It's going to be good.
But here's the thing. It goes all the way up to Utah. Those of you in Utah listening right now, all the way to Utah County, Salt Lake. It covers quite a bit. It's quite the range, and I've had some people test, and oh my gosh, it is all over Utah. So Utah, welcome Utah. We're excited to have you on board.
Yay!
And we are expanding and growing, whether we like it or not. My wife says, "Isn't that thing going to die someday?" So I can see you on Saturdays.
No,
I said no. It's taken off.
Only when it goes 5 days a week, then you can see me on Saturdays.
Exactly. Right. When we go 5 days a week, and we're trying to go. We're Facebook Live now, and it's on my personal Facebook. But all those people have said, "Hey, we can't hear Cal on the Facebook Live." But we are so busy right now with the show stuff, so much going on. Cal and I haven't had time to talk to the two of you about some latest things that Cal and I are working on. We're just full tilt.
Haven't had time to talk to you. By the way, Todd, here's your pink slip.
That's exactly right.
Oh, wait.
Todd, by the way, you're fired.
Yeah, we forgot. Yeah. Coach wants to see you. Bring your playbook. Yeah.
Not only are you fired, but you are not getting the pay for this month.
Oh, well, okay. Let's see. Zero minus zero is, I know it's higher math.
Yeah,
zero
all working out
minus
fine.
Zero. We are making so much money at Radio Law Talk.
Oh, it's crazy. Oh, man.
So those of you who are just listening in Utah, we have a thing called Case or No Case. This is the most famous part of Law Talk is Cal Hunter is our producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner.
Never even close.
In fact, he sat in the back during the dinner, the Emmy Awards, and they put him, we'd like to have the all the nominees up front. Cal Hunter, you're in the back. Just sit back there.
No, when they announced the winners, people clapped and then they looked at me, laughed, and pointed. It was just terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Cal Hunter, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. Yeah. He is our producer, and he's a great producer, and he either makes up a case or brings these real cases forth. We have to determine whether or not it's a real case. And even if it's a real case, what the outcome is. And the most important part is we have been doing this for about a year. It goes to 100 points. The first one to 100 points gets Hunter's lemon bars.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. Donna Hunter's lemon bars are...
And who's ahead?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Let me just look really quickly. The case or no question. Oh, Denise Dirks is ahead.
Denise Dirks is ahead. She's winning, and I'll tell you right now, she'll probably beat us.
Fred, 72.
Me, 72.
Denise, 76.
Uh-huh.
Todd Kunin, 73. Uh-huh. And our first case or no case has a bonus point attached to it.
Ooh, bonus points.
You can get up to 3 points on our first case or no case.
Hey,
yay.
Those of you in Utah who want to call in, 855-LAW-RADIO, tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And those of you in the Amargosa Valley, welcome. You are our favorite always, Amargosa Valley, which is near Las Vegas. They are... been with us from day one. So.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
We love the Amargosa Valley. Today we're going to talk about the lottery winner. We're going to talk a little bit about jet life, luxury life, and is it worth it? Did I say we're going to talk about that? You guys have no idea. What
yeah.
Well,
about.
No, I saw
Did you
the
see my tweet?
I saw the tweet
of the jet.
See, yeah. You gotta love it when you find out what your Radio Law Talk topics are as the co-host by watching Twitter
as the open rolls.
As the open rolls. This is what we're talking about.
Those were none of the ones I was given on Friday. But I got one for you guys.
Go ahead. What are we talking about?
A federal judge rules that the DOJ can't block funds to sanctuary cities.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about marijuana laws. Utah, welcome Utah. We're going to talk about your new the marijuana lawsuit against you guys. It's going on the ballot in Utah for whether or not concerning marijuana.
And people are all just a buzz over it.
They're just a buzz over it. That's exactly right. We're also going to talk about Weinstein. There's a lot going on. Walmart's going to pay $65 million. West Virginia is trying to impeach their chief justice.
That one is
That is
fun.
Very interesting. Whatever. We're going to talk about trying to kick out the whole Supreme Court. We're going to talk about the Treasury Department. We've got some people leaking stuff out of the Treasury Department. Trump and Stormy Daniels. We're going to be talking about some other things, but we got case or no case coming up. Stick with us. This means we got 30 seconds. Those of you who are on Facebook Live, Cal tells us we got 30 seconds. We got 15. Call us at 855 Law Radio. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
Or hashtag us at Case or No Case, or call us 855-529-7234.
We'll be right back after these messages.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk.
a cool sound.
That sounded almost alien.
I thought it was aliens, too. That was a good one. Cal, I thought that was intentional. I'm going to call it intentional.
Wait a minute. Well, hold on.
All right, let's play some alien stuff. Ooh, there's some
radio law talk.
It was intentional.
That's good.
Take me to your leader.
Hey, all right, Cal, you ready for the button? Let's push case or no case.
All right, have it your way.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
And remember, you asked for it. Now, if you're listening at home or in your car, this is simply a game of skill. No wagering, please. All right, now I'm first going to take you to the... I don't know where this is. But
wait a minute.
Hold on. I don't know where
skill
it is.
Skill is being a very generous, you know.
That's a fair point. But anyway, I don't know where this case was filed, but it is a United States case, and I believe it's in Ohio, so forgive me for not having that. In fact, a lot of the information on this is sketchy, but it does have a bonus answer, so I'm going to give you what I have. Some parishioners, or shall we say former parishioners at a church, are being sued by their former pastor, who's still a pastor, because he doesn't like the reviews of his church they posted online in their blogs. They said their minister was creepy and cult-like, and that he practiced spiritual abuse and mind control tactics. He read the blogs and said, am not. They said, R2.
Right? Am not R2.
Yeah, not R2-D2, but R2, again, on the space theme. And so the question is, what happened here? What did the preacher do? What was the response? Is this a case? If so, how do you see it playing out? And yes, there is a bonus answer here to the question.
So what did the preacher do?
The preacher, did he...
What, did he do something illegal, you mean? Or?
No. I mean, what did he do to try to stop the blogosphere from calling him a mind control freak?
So what are our three things we have to answer?
Well, there's the bonus question, which I'll give you going forward. Did the preacher file a lawsuit? If so, how did it play out? What's the story? If not, then there's no case, so that's the other thing, right? So, Todd Kunin.
Well, what's the bonus question going forward?
I'll tell you when we get there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. So I am going to say, I'm going to break from my tradition. I'm going to say that this is a case against my better judgment, but only because I don't think that either of my cohorts are brave enough to say no case.
Oh,
so I'm
my name's from Todd Kunin.
Yes. So
and my eyes got big with that
so
one.
So I am going to say that this is a case, and I am going to say that he does not prevail on the case because, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I think about it.
Uh-oh, don't think.
That could always
there might
be
a problem.
I think that this case settles by individuals voluntarily removing stuff from their blog because it could be construed as defamation or slander, which I always get those mixed up, whatever it is when you put it in writing. And because depending on how over the top they went with his creepy and he's in mind games and all that kind of
stuff.
Isn't
it libel when it's in writing?
Yes. Before you give your answer,
okay.
The case is not fully settled. So I want to know the legal strategies on each side, whether it's a case or not, and if so, what the legal strategies might have been.
So we have to say, is it a case, and then what's the plaintiff's legal strategy, and what's the defendant's legal strategy?
Those are the 3 points I'm looking for, plus the bonus.
Wow, we have to do some real legal analysis.
You've got to actually think here. Yeah.
So the case did not settle?
It's not done yet, if in fact it's a case.
Okay. All right. So
in my mind, it's not settled.
Well, just writing this. You know, he's driving here, going, "What should I write down here?" I'll just say it's not.
Just write him as I go. Okay. So Todd, you want to rethink that?
No, I'm going to still say that it is a case,
okay.
And I'm going to say that the legal strategy here, the plaintiffs are going to say. The plaintiffs are going to erroneously say freedom of speech like everybody does, not remembering that only the government is precluded from encroaching on your speech. So they're going to claim it's all freedom of speech stuff. We can say whatever we want. And it's our religious freedoms. We can do that. And he is going to say, you can't sue me because it's defamation what you're saying about me. And he's also going to say that if I am sued in court for exercising my religious beliefs as Well, no, he's not being sued. He's, oh, hell, I don't know.
Can we just go to sleep?
It's a case. And
I'm more worried about what the question is we haven't asked.
Hey, would you just start going in circles, yeah. Mr. Prosecutor?
So it's a case.
Oh, my gosh.
Good grief. That didn't take long.
I didn't really get that much.
We've got a long way to nowhere. So you're saying it's a case.
I got a bridge to nowhere.
You're saying the defendants say that you can't sue us. It's First Amendment.
Yeah.
The plaintiff says, oh, yes, I can because
it doesn't cover slander.
Okay, fair enough. Fred, case or no case?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so confused after Todd talking. I don't know what
I'm going to go
hard
to
my strategy.
Who's up? Who's down? Okay, I'm going to say it's a case, Cal, because you know what? This case is clearly something you would not make up. I don't know that it's in Ohio, but it is a case. I did bring up the issue that they're going to argue freedom of speech. But Todd's correct. It necessarily doesn't apply. But if it's on the internet, I know there's been cases coming down that you can do that. And also, here's the issue under slander and libel: is if it's a true statement or things that are true, then it's not libel or slander.
It's a defense.
It's a defense. So I guess they could say it is true that the guy's a quack and a weirdo. I mean, so there you go. That would be my argument.
And they can argue they have an opinion.
That's their opinion. So the answer is. And I'm going to tell you who's going to win. Who's going to win is the people putting up the, quote, potentially slanderous things on the internet. And I think they're going to win the case eventually.
My belief is the lawyers are going to win. But anyway.
The lawyers always win. That's what's good.
Denise, case, we've got about a minute left. Though, so case or no case, what do you think?
I'm just so challenged to say no case.
Denise, don't.
What, you're going to say no case?
We're going to catch you.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, Todd would catch me if he gets all of those elements right.
Well, regardless of how many elements I get right, if you say no case, you get all of those elements wrong. So.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, I don't see a preacher suing the parishioners.
Denise, I applaud you. Go big or go home, and you're going big. Denise has said no case, final answer.
30 seconds left. Is that it? Is that all you vote?
Yes.
She's going no case. She's going on. Denise, tell them how they can call in or go to hashtag on Twitter, case or no case, and put down.
And tell what you want.
Tell what you want or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at pennyandassociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Honduran migrants in a massive caravan surged across a bridge leading to Mexico before being halted in a chaotic confrontation with Mexican police in riot gear. Speaking at Luke Air Force Base in Arizona, President Trump says he's pleased with Mexico's initial response to that situation.
It's being stopped as of this moment by Mexico. So we appreciate very much what Mexico is doing. As of this moment, I thank Mexico. If that doesn't work out, we're calling up the military. Not the guard, we're calling up the military.
In our other top story, Saudi Arabia maintains writer Jamal Khashoggi, a prominent critic of Saudi Arabia, died in a fistfight at the consulate in Turkey. 18 Saudis are being detained as suspects. President Trump comments on that situation.
Well, I think it's a good first step. It's a big step. It's a lot of people. A lot of people involved, and I think it's a great first step.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk.
Oh, that sounds very, very alien, that Radio Law Talk thing.
That's what I'm going for.
That was really good.
If alien shows are the best, then I say, you know, if you can't be the best, copy the best.
That's right. Alien shows. I want to come in as alien. Oh, we got Halloween coming up. Maybe we can come in as aliens.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yes, it would.
You know, okay. You know what I noticed the other day?
Yeah.
First person to set foot on the moon, Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, Neil A., right? And if you have Neil A. spelled backward, is alien. Dun, dun, dun.
Do, do, do,
first name, last
do,
initial, do. Neil A. Spell it backward, it spells alien.
How do you have time to think of this stuff, Todd?
Hey.
When he's with his kiddies.
You know, we're okay, listen, we are on in Utah, and I have some family members in Utah that are listening.
Okay.
I have two sisters that live in Utah. Shout out to Kelly and Kristen. And they are listening in Utah, and I'm pretty certain that they would have several stories about how my mind works, but they have all been sworn to secrecy.
Oh, look, money can make
people talk.
Well,
that was an interesting animal.
Hey, let's go into case or no case. Remind us again.
Parishioners say the church pastor is a weirdo dude. They write it on their blogs. They say some pretty deprecating things. They say he's creepy, cult-like, and practices spiritual abuse and mind control.
Shall you have this on, right?
Yes, I do, but I don't have it so loud that it'll feed back, because if I turn it up, it'll feed back like that.
Oh, yeah, that's
see,
a
so
feedback.
We don't want
okay.
that.
Right.
Wait, it sounds like an alien.
Ooh, turn
okay,
it on.
Anyway.
Perfect. Yeah.
Earth to Fred.
Earth
yeah.
to Fred.
Anyway,
okay, we're live. We're
right, so he sued, said, I am not. They said, R2, am not R2. And that's my setup for my case. Denise says it's no case, it's all a big fat lie. Fred says it's a case and the plaintiffs do not prevail, but the defendants do.
Right. Well, no, well, what were their strategies?
The strategies are, I already went through the strategy. The plaintiffs are going to claim freedom of speech. They're going to claim, I can't remember what else, but the defense is going to try to claim that it's slander, libel, but the problem
I
is
think opposite.
There's a truth issue that if the exception is, if it's truthful, maybe they can say he is a crazy
man. I just thought of something else.
Uh-oh.
I just thought of something else.
It may change
else.
My mind,
Why? No,
Todd.
You can't change,
no,
can't change
your mind. No.
Answers are in and locked, but go ahead.
It doesn't change my story, but it changes... Well, here's the thing. I think that the pastor could very well argue that, oh, really, I practice mind control. Because if I truly practice mind control, you wouldn't be filing a lawsuit
it's
if I had that ability.
Well,
it doesn't work very well now, does it? It is slander. So that just furthers my point that he's suing them for slander. Mm-hmm. And the reason he's suing them for slander is because if I could truly practice mind control, you wouldn't be able to file a law. You wouldn't be able to say these things about me.
Because the only defense in a libel or slander lawsuit that prevails 100% of the time is the truth.
Is the truth.
Okay.
No.
But I mean,
that's not
to.
Necessarily. You can have an opinion. You can have a valid opinion and like calling somebody like a little bit inept.
Right.
Well, that could be defamation, but it also could be your opinion. So there is, I don't remember exactly how it goes, but you have a right to your own opinion.
I think it depends on how you phrase it.
It does. Here's,
do you want the bonus
Move
question
on.
Yes,
now?
Yes. What is our bonus question, Cal?
Well, first off, I have to say that unfortunately, Denise is exempt from the bonus question because
she lost.
It is a case.
Denise.
So 0 points for Denise.
No, there's no high five here.
Uh-oh. She's getting angry at
She's
me, Fred.
Mad.
She got flushed and everything.
Denise,
oh, man.
She should have not gone out on a limb.
It's okay.
I told you, don't
It was
do
worth
that.
A shot.
It was worth a shot.
She did because I'm the one who practices mind control.
Okay. Do not do two. Do not do two. Okay. This case, actually, now that I pulled up the rest of my little file here where the answer is kept, was filed in Oregon.
Oregon.
Not
See?
Ohio. I apologize for that.
I'm Oregonian. I would have known it.
Were they Oregon duck or were they...
No, there's a lot of Colts in Oregon.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the question, and I'm going to let Fred answer it first for the bonus. For the bonus.
Okay, bonus question.
The bonus question.
An anti-slap lawsuit or motion was filed.
Yes. I know what anti-slap is.
Okay, but the question is,
can you tell
me what SLAP, what the acronym SLAP stands for? That's the bonus. What does the acronym SLAP stand for?
I don't do this type of law, and I dealt with this case once about 20 years ago.
It's a hard bonus question.
Yeah, no. Slap me. Okay. I think Todd knows.
Neither one of them know.
Slander.
Sure don't want to get back in on this bonus question.
Should leave.
Okay. So Fred doesn't know. Okay. Mr. Kunin. For a possible bonus point.
Do we get bonus points if we tell you what a slap motion is?
No, because that was filed. We already know that. So what does SLAP stand for, Todd? The acronym SLAP stands for. Okay. I'm listening.
So lame and publicly plausible.
No, what's it?
So lame and
I have no idea.
So the translation is neither of them.
I do know that slap is spelled with two P's.
That's correct. Now, Denise, if you'd like to get 1 point out of this by telling me what the acronym SLAP means, you can get 1 point.
Stop litigation abuse.
You lousy punk.
No, it's two P's. Two P's.
Yeah.
Stop looking it up. Todd's looking it up.
Wait. Stop
Todd
litigation abuse.
Don't look it up.
Proffered by people.
I'm already out. So
strategic lawsuit against public participation,
yes.
Or in other words, an attempt to stop
people public, from public.
Right. So that's what slap stands
for. But you've got to first prove that the person is a public figure. If you're slandering or libeling the person, you have to show first that that person is a public figure. Because if they're not a public figure, then you can be sued for defamation.
Right. And since a minister is speaking from a pulpit in a public meeting, he qualifies as a public person.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And in Oregon, by the way, slap is a two-part process.
Yeah.
And the slap motion made it through both of those, but the case has not been fully resolved. I just thought it was interesting because of the
that's
whole slap
cool.
thing.
Actually,
so how many points
really
each
cool.
of us get?
So you each get a point. Todd gets a point.
No.
Fred gets 2 points, but
two.
No bonus.
Right.
Todd's
right.
answer was you
Todd's
said case and what?
No.
I think Todd was correct where he said that they sued against pastors sued for defamation and libel.
Right.
And then the defense countered it by free speech.
Right.
I added free religion.
All of which is true. So I'm going to give Todd 2 points, going to give Fred 2 points.
Yes.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a rather complex case. Or no case.
Okay, I got on Facebook Live a question. What constitutes a public figure? And guess what? I answered already. You know what the answer is?
You.
A sexy person.
Someone whose name would be known outside of a normal circle of influence of friends. That's my guess. That's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody like Todd Kuhnin, for example, because he's on the radio and he's on billboards. He went from being a private guy to a more public person, wouldn't
Todd
you say?
Todd is famous.
I suppose so.
Yeah. When I was a TV guy, I was over, you know, so people would say mean things all the time. You know, that fat guy with lopsided ears or whatever. Okay, they're telling the truth. But the point was that as a public person, that was not something I would have any action over.
Let's talk about this Treasury employee that's charged with leaking documents. Huffington Post is talking about it. I mean, pretty much everyone's talking about this individual that Trump is now starting to come down and say, we are not going to put up with all this leaking going on because there's a lot of leaks coming out of the government that are
right. So the government says you can't leak classified information.
They're not allowed to.
The leaker is trying to claim whistleblowing because what she leaked actually was a very big part of what Mueller had utilized. Now, she didn't leak it to Mueller. She leaked it to a reporter. Mueller already had the stuff. So it's not like she gave it to Mueller to, you know, to go against Gates and Manafort and the Russians.
But let's back up there, Denise, because we said a whole bunch of things there that we have to explain. So why is it, Todd and Denise, let's see if you got this answer, that she came up and said, brought up the words whistleblower. So she, apparently, this is all allegations. By the way, here's our disclaimer. These are allegations. When cases are going on, seek legal counsel. We always tell you that. We're just talking about general principles of law. All right. So the False Claims Act allows individuals to bring a lawsuit against any entity defrauding the government. And if they're successful, what the whistleblower is entitled to is a portion of the recovered funds for the government. And that's generally what's going on. So they throw whistleblower out there for why? What's the reason?
It's to cover their hind ends.
Right.
So if they say
it's
whistleblower, now you can't come after me. But I think that there are certain things they're going to have to prove in order to be a whistleblower. It's not the blanket protection that it's used.
Well, it can't be in this case
at
all. But she did previously raise a whistleblower case.
Okay, we're going to be right back talking more about this case. And I'm winning case or no case. I'm Fred Finney, your host. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and streaming on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from natural botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The attorneys you hear on the panel at RadioLawTalk.com are all licensed to practice law in California. But if you want a lawyer, no matter where you're listening, you can check our website, RadioLawTalk.com. There's a button there that says, Talk to a Lawyer. Press it. It's that easy. And of course, we thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
I like all the alien stuff you're doing today, Cal.
Thank you.
I think we should do it more often.
Well, these are going to be in our permanent bank of bumpers.
Yes, I love the bumpers that show all the alien stuff.
I like the bump from bumpers.
So, you know, we were talking about the Treasury Department that is leaking some of these documents, and there's actually, they're going to go and possibly prosecute them.
Actually, she was charged. So Edwards, yes, Edwards was actually charged on last Tuesday in New York with leaking suspicious activity reports. Now, what happens is under the Bank Secrecy Act, financial institutions must report suspicious transactions, such as payments of more than $10,000, or those that are made to people and entities that are on the Treasury Department's sanctions list, like you know, Iran or whatever. So whenever a bank comes across this type of transaction, they do a report. And it is a, they call it SAR report.
You know what's interesting, Denise? According to the Daily Beast, since Jeff Sessions came on, the Justice Department has ballooned to 800% increase under Attorney General Jeff Sessions of leak probes and leaks.
That's right.
Massive leaks.
Now, why is this one so important?
Yeah.
It's because the leaks that she made generated a dozen of stories, and brought. You know, brought the, charges have been brought against the people that are the players in these stories. And so she had previously done a whistleblower suit or complaint in a separate matter, but that did not involve leaks of classified information.
Okay, here's the interesting thing we got to bring up. Why are they not going, that is the government, not going after the reporters that obtain that information?
Because they didn't leak it. They just...
It's freedom of the press.
That's exactly right. Yeah. They don't want to do the freedom of the press. By the way, The Post. Have you seen the movie, The Post? I just saw that the other day. What a great movie The Post was.
And this is where, you know, this is where some reporters really... And some reporters have been put in jail. They're ordered to divulge their sources, and they won't do it. And so they're not put in jail for hiding the source so much or releasing the information. They're put in jail as for violating a court order, ordering them to do that, and then it gets to be litigated as to whether or not they were supposed to turn that stuff over. But the freedom of the press, they are protected.
I've only heard of one time where a person actually had to serve a term for refusing, and that's where the judge said, listen, this information is so critical that we're going to override your right to have freedom of the press. Well, even on appeal, the judge lost. You know, you just can't
do it. Freedom of the press is very, very strong.
It's the second thing enumerated in the Bill of Rights.
And not only that, speech and press. Have you seen The Post, the movie?
No, but I've heard of it.
I have not.
Cal, have you seen The Post, the movie?
I have not yet.
Go see that. I'm throwing out this to everybody. The Post is a great movie. It's with Tom Hanks. And it's about in Watergate time periods before Watergate, where there's issues of whether or not the Washington Post was going to reveal some information that they obtained some documents.
This was the Pentagon Papers story that Daniel Ellsberg lived it. Don't need to see the movie.
Okay. I know, but it's very interesting to see what happens. See, don't forget, I was born during that time. I was a little baby, so I didn't, I didn't know all about it. But anyway,
when they actually arrested Edwards, she had a lot of evidence on her. She did also confess, but she had a flash drive that contained the SARs, those reports, and she had a cell phone that contained the communications, both email, text, whatever, between her and the reporter. And so there was just no way. I mean, how is she going to get around the fact that she leaked classified material?
So here's we seem to be jumping over one aspect. Now, first of all, there's federal whistleblower lawsuits and federal whistleblower protections. There are also state whistleblower protections, and each state defines things a little differently as to what a whistleblower can do. But one thing that we keep not seeing in the press is what kind of activity is protected as a whistleblower. Is it protected activity to take this classified information and go as your first defense to a newspaper reporter and give that and leak that information to a newspaper reporter? Or does the whistleblower lawsuit or laws, do they require you to go to an independent investigatory agency and make that report? Now, there are some guidelines that say you go to the Office of Special Counsel if you're not getting the relief, you think something in your department is untoward. Okay, something is going on in your department that you work for. In this case, it's the Treasury Department that is, it is not correct. I don't think that her claim is viable, that she believes that her first and only recourse to blow the whistle on this is to go to the press. No, you go to the Office of Special Counsel. You refer it to an investigatory agency.
Well, actually, the federal whistleblower protections don't extend to employees who illegally disclose protected information. So if she got information that was not classified, and she disclosed it under a whistleblower theory, that could be protected. But the fact is, this is classified, and it's within her job structure that she is not to divulge this classified information for that she obtained from financial institutions.
I get that, but the point I'm trying to make is, when it comes to blowing the whistle, let's use this metaphor here that they have put into the statute. When it comes to blowing the whistle, to whom are you blowing that whistle? Now, she is saying, I'm justified. Let's say it was unclassified material. She is saying, I am justified in blowing that whistle immediately as my first recourse to the press. And I think that the whistleblower statutes say, oh, look, Your first recourse would be to
law enforcement.
Whistle to law enforcement, right, to somebody who can investigate this. So, but I'm not surprised. Look, corporations and governments are always a shadow of its leadership, and I'm not surprised that stuff like this comes out when you have, for example, the former head of the FBI leaking information to a buddy so that it will become public so that he can get what he wants, a special counsel investigation, when the head of government agencies is using the leak something to get what you want methodology, then that's going to bleed down into all
forms of government.
Yeah, but
Comey didn't do something illegal.
He didn't
classify it.
He didn't.
He declassified the information.
No,
he had the right within his federal employment status to declassify the information.
But my point is this. Rather than Comey going to the DOJ saying, I think you need to appoint a special investigator for this. He didn't do that. He didn't go to them and say, you need to do this because of conflict of interest. He decided to go the back door way and leak information so that the public would request it. And when you have him doing that, the employees of other agencies are going to follow suit.
Okay, so this is what a definition of the Whistleblowers Act is. It actually strengthens the protections available to federal employees against prohibited personnel practices and for other purposes. So that's just a very short version of it. It means that the United States can't take retaliatory action for voluntarily disclosing information about dishonest or illegal activities occurring in a government organization.
Okay, here, look, you guys can argue about that all day, but that doesn't matter because Walmart has to pay $65 million to the California cashiers over a lawsuit because they can't sit down. You guys, that's what's important. So $65 million goes to, in a settlement, to the cashiers. Cal, how much time do we have to talk about the cashiers?
Walmart got
in
even
California
with the cashiers by replacing them all with automated cashiers anyway. Here, sit on this, they said to the cashiers.
No, the weird thing is it has increased. Half of it is now self-serve.
That's my point.
Now you can go to Walmart and the cashier can sit down. So I always notice that. They just kind of stand there.
Yeah, bring your coffee. Have a seat.
Sit down, make $65 million. It was a settlement, so don't think the company denied any wrongdoing.
And it was a California class action settlement.
We'll be right back, Cal. We got 30 seconds left. My gosh, Cal's not doing his job. You got 30 seconds. We're going to come back second hour, 855 Law Radio, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Denise, Fred, and we've got Todd Cunin to our left, who are going to talk about all kinds of fun
really
things, including Weinstein. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Two more hours of Radio Law Talk are coming up right here. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.